words. So important to our lives, but even more important to our faith. Our God spoke you and I into existence. God spoke the universe into existence. With a word, everything that is was created. Jesus came into the world, and his words were revolutionary. But his words were also healing. His words disturbed the religious establishment, the scribes and the Pharisees. But oh, how those words spoke to the poor, and the sick and the lame. Those so desperate to be in touch with a God who was there for them. And at Caesarea Philippi, when he said, "Who do men say that I am, and who do you say that I am?" He wanted to hear the words. And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And he turned to him and said, "Good." And yet when they were leaving that place, and he had just told them how he would suffer and die, Peter rebuked him. "Don't say stuff like that. Hey, things are going good. People believe you're the Messiah. They've got hope. Don't say that stuff." Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." Because the words that came out of his mouth were not the will of God. Just words. And yet James calls our words a restless evil. Because we've tamed most everything in the universe, but we can't seem to tame the human tongue. A word that's important to me is Father. It's important to me because I have a son and daughter who say that word. I now have a new daughter. I like Paul's word, though, a little better. Abba. Dad. Daddy. See, an intimate word for a father. But I like the father word in a religious sense. I really like that in the Catholic Church, the priest, and in the Episcopal Church, the priest is referred to as father. I like that. Because in many ways, being a pastor is like having many, many spiritual children. And like all parents, sometimes we're very much embarrassed by what our children do. And one of the things we do in the life of the church that is an embarrassment to me, I'm embarrassed by you, my children, is the harsh words you have for one another. The 3 years that I've been here, I've heard critical, criticizing, crushing words. I've heard hateful, ugly words come out of mouths of spiritual children here. Some sitting in my presence this day. words that hurt, cripple, crush, and move people away from the presence of God. I've even heard slandering words. Things you just don't say about people, even if it's true. But there was no truth in these words. Just last week, I dealt with someone who was hurt and embarrassed by words that were used to describe them. The week before that, someone who was hurt by criticizing words about a gift and a hope and desire they had given to the church. Careless, thoughtful word, thoughtless words. People who don't come here anymore because of the way we behave with our tongue. You see, James lifts this up because it's important. They're not just words. We say, it's just words. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Baloney. When you're 5 years old, the words of a kindergarten teacher can crush you and just rob you of your confidence. Or they can make you feel so unholy, you question whether to go and worship there with those people. And yet, we do not bridle our tongues. James called it a restless evil among us. Because we have a God who creates with His words. We have a Christ, a Lord, who is the living Word that the world could see and touch and hear. And we are the Word of God in the world today. But are we a creative Word or a destroying Word? Are we a healing Word or a wounding word? Are we an encouraging word or a discouraging word to the people around us? If there's one thing that destroys the vitality of a church, it's critical, unloving, thoughtless words. We all know it. James brought it to us today. It's a restless evil. It's an evil in our marriages because we say things that hurt one another. It's an evil in our homes because parents and child hurt one another more than anything with words. And when we go to church for a place of hope and comfort, encouragement, we want to hear the Word of God that creates something wonderful in us, not words that tear us down. And why it is, after all of our years in the life of the church, like Peter, who had the capacity to say a wonderful word, turned right around and spoke against the will of God. Our careless words are hurting the life of this church. I knew that many unloving, careless words would be said about me. That goes with the job. I'll take it. For Jesus' sake. But you don't know how it hurts me to see you do that to each other. We don't need to live with this restless evil. When God can give us a beautiful silence if we have nothing creative to say. The Word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Father, help us to think before we speak. Help us to know the power of our words. And help us to refrain from words that represent this restless evil. Just because we think it, we don't have to say it. And just because it just might be true, we don't have to speak it. If those words would hurt or cripple, crush or destroy, help us to speak the word of life as we gather together in your name. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord.